Listener-supported, non-commercial radio from the campus of Henry Ford College. This is WHFR Dearborn, winner of the Spirit of College Radio Award.
Winner of the Spirit of College Radio Award, this is WHFR Dearborn. Listener-supported, non-commercial radio featuring local and independent artists.
Impact every fourth Tuesday, 12 noon. Learn about people and organizations making a difference in your metro community. Get information on newly formed organizations seeking a change. Get updates from current organizations and people who are working to reach the need and concerns as well as serve. Join me every fourth Tuesday at 12 noon on Impact.
Disclaimer. This show is a WHFR talk show presentation. The opinions expressed by WHFR staff and our guests are not necessarily those of anyone here at Henry Ford Community College, not faculty, staff, administrators, anyone on our board of trustees, or students.
In 2011, Life Remodeled has gone from building a single house from the ground up in 6 days and beautifying the surrounding neighborhoods with 500 volunteers. Quoting from their website, Life Remodeled exists to bridge people across divides to help transform each other's lives, investing approximately $5 million in cash, labor, and materials into one Detroit neighborhood each year. The projects were determined by the community's needs and visions, and they assist in three areas: renovating and repurposing former community assets, repairing owner-occupied homes, and mobilizing 10,000 volunteers to beautify 300 blocks in 6 days. That was their beginning. Throughout the process of unifying for our common mission, participants began to realize how much they respect and need each other, which was a catalyst for long-term relationships and partnerships. 2019 marks the 52nd year anniversary of the 1967 Detroit Uprising. Life Remodeled and her partners continue to invest in the neighborhoods surrounding Central High School and the Durfee Innovation Society, in the community where Detroit civil unrest began. The collective impact serves not only as a powerful commemoration of the progress that has been made, but also the progress that Life Remodels continues to strive toward. In the past, Life Remodel made one-year commitments or investments into neighborhoods. However, in 2017, they decided to commit a minimum of 4 years per community. Therefore, they will remain focused on the Detroit Central community until at least the year 2020, unquote. In the July 4th Tuesday and 5th Tuesday, it'll be my goal to look at where Life Remodel is now and how they have changed from focusing on one area per year to a four-year commitment. And now, here is the Life Remodeled in 2015. This and your involvement, you know, what's this project been like for you today?
Today? Well, today is the culmination of the most powerful week of my entire year.
Okay.
We spend a whole year planning for this.
Okay.
And the most exciting thing to me has been how many residents and students have been engaged, more than we've ever seen in any project we've ever done. And that's what it's all about.
Okay.
Right? It's all about working with the neighborhood. And the relationships that have formed have been off the charts. We've had conversations this week of all kinds of different dynamics, right? Mm-hmm. Spiritual conversations, conversations about just life, telling stories, getting to know who everybody is. You know, it's been beautiful. When it comes to the work, we have done a tremendous amount of labor.
Okay.
I don't have the final count yet, but I know we did more than 300 blocks of blight removal and beautification.
All right.
We boarded up at least 450 houses. I'm waiting on the final count now.
Okay.
And removed a lot of trash, cut down a lot of debris. We've just seen resident after resident, neighbor after neighbor, thank us.
Okay.
You know, but the coolest thing is so many of them aren't just thanking, they're getting involved and they're saying, where do I sign up? You know, they go get their t-shirt, they get out there, they're working hard, they're sweating, you know, because this blight, it's been created by the vacancies,
uh-huh.
Right? Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of vacant houses that it's extremely difficult for the city to maintain because of resources. So with this, you know, hand up and all these people coming from different areas and different walks of life, we're really able to accomplish a lot in a very short period of time.
All right. Now, you said there have been a lot of students and community involvement.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
How did you see that happening? How did all that, you know?
Well, so I'm very proud of the Osborne Neighborhood Alliance, Black Family Development, and the MAN Network.
Okay.
Those are three anchor organizations that have been in Osborne for years.
Okay.
Black Family Development's mobilized over 200 block clubs.
Okay.
The Osborne Neighborhood Alliance pulls together many different individuals and organizations, and the MAN Network is really the eyes and ears of security for this neighborhood. And all three of those organizations have been canvassing door-to-door, recruiting men, women, children, seniors, right, at their various events and gatherings,
right,
and they've been very, very effective at mobilizing their community.
Okay, all right. And so if you were, the distinction between Coley last year and Osborne this year, what's been the distinctive things?
So the blight is much thicker, or should I say was much thicker.
Okay.
In Osborne than Cody.
Okay.
All right. Far, far more blight.
Okay.
And other than that, I'm trying to think of other differences. But, you know, I would say this, that I felt a lot more hostility and anger in this neighborhood than I did in Cody. But I've seen awesome hope, even before we ever got here. But throughout this week, you know, I didn't really know how it would go.
Okay.
Because you never know how well it's going to be received.
Right, right.
That's been, like I said earlier, the most impacting thing to me, to see how well received this work is and how much people agree with it.
All right.
So, yeah, that's what really stands out.
Okay. Now, I understand you're one of the original founders of
I am.
Okay. And
yes.
How did you get about to be doing all this?
So, for me, my whole life is very simple. My mission is to be like Jesus and do the things that Jesus did. I will never fully achieve that mission.
Okay.
Every day is about getting a little bit better than the last.
Okay.
And I believe Jesus, when he went into neighborhoods, he led with very dramatic action, right?
Okay.
Bringing real healing and restoration.
Okay.
Casting out demons, healing sick people, raising people from the dead. Pretty dramatic stuff. Feeding people who are hungry. And so my life is all about trying to follow in those footsteps and really make a tangible difference.
Okay.
And also communicate who I believe Jesus is.
Okay. So Project Life and Model started with you doing what now?
The first project we ever did was actually in response to the television show Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Okay.
Which I will admit, I cried every single time I watched it.
Okay.
However, I came to learn that anywhere between 17 to 25% of families were actually losing their homes within the first 2 to 5 years.
Okay.
And that always kind of just made sense to me without knowing the stats. I always wondered, you know, is this really the best thing to do for a family, to give them a big, large, gaudy home? Their property taxes are going to go up. Their utilities are going to be higher. And so the idea came to me in April 2010. What if we did something where we built brand new houses in 6 days for low-income families, gave them to them for free, but also took them through financial training, set them up with a financial advisor, set them up with a clinical psychologist if they were interested in counseling, offered spiritual guidance, and invested in the surrounding neighborhood.
Okay.
And we did all of those things I just mentioned 1 year later in April of 2011.
Okay.
And then it just took off from there.
All right. Okay. How many people has been a part of this?
Well, Saturday is by far the lowest day.
Okay.
So don't have the final numbers.
This is the lowest day.
Oh, yeah. We had the lowest day we had during the week was 1,400. The highest day we had was 2,100.
Okay.
So I don't have the final numbers yet.
Mm-hmm.
I know for sure we're over 9,000, but it's probably well north of 10,000, and I'll know that by tomorrow.
All right. I've seen vans, buses, and I've heard about being going to different locations. So when you said 400, I guess, yes, that covers a lot of territory.
Well, we did over 450 board ups, boarding up houses that are vacant and dangerous and magnets for criminal activity and prostitution and sex trafficking. But we did blight removal on at least 300 blocks.
Okay. All right. How'd you get into being able to get into Osborne, the school itself? How'd you work that out?
Sure. So we have a great relationship with Detroit Public Schools, and that all started in 2013. We didn't know anybody at Detroit Public Schools. We made a cold call to the emergency manager. Within 2 weeks, I was sitting in his office with the emergency manager, the chief of staff, and the chief operating officer, and I was so excited to have that opportunity. And I casted the vision for what we wanted to do, to remodel a school, to remodel houses of kids who go to that school, and to remove blight in the neighborhood. And within 45 minutes, they came back with two words. They said, "We're in."
Okay.
And so the rest has been history. And we tell them every year, we are looking for a school in a neighborhood that has significant need and radical hope.
Okay.
And so Cody Rouge and Cody High School fit that bill, and so does Osborne High School and Osborne Neighborhood.
Have you targeted where you're going to be next year?
Yes, we have.
Okay, where is that going to be?
Next year we will be just east of Osborne in Denby, which is literally the adjoining neighborhood to Osborne.
Yes.
So we're spreading the love for the east side. We love our west side, too. I'm a west sider myself.
Yeah, right. But this is the need is greater.
The east side need is very high, and so is the hope.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Ms. Daniels, thank you.
All right.
God bless you.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
ultimate goal is to renovate these buildings, but show people that Osborne neighborhood and the community is very active and engaged, and that we celebrate our work. So today is ONA's open house. So it's our efforts to recruit individuals around life remodel, give residents opportunity to find out what's going on with ONA, Osborne Neighborhood Alliance, and then just celebrate the great work that we're doing here in the community. Today we had 10 of our outreach workers go out to sign up residents and get them engaged for August 3rd through the 9th life remodel effort. So far we recruited over 100 names today, but this week alone we recruited over 400 names. And so our goal is to get 7,000, so we're still pushing, and we're pretty confident that we're able to get a lot of our residents right here in the Osborne community to participate in August 3rd through the 9th efforts. So today is all about celebrating the residents and then recruiting our residents for life remodel.
All right, I'm Betty Daniels. I'm with the Henry Ford Community College public radio station. And so I first met Don about 2 or 3 months ago.
Okay.
And I found out about the Life Remodel Project here at Osborne.
Okay.
So could you tell me a little bit about, you know, your relationship with the
Oh, sure.
Okay,
yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Come on, sit down, Kirk.
Get you on the radio, buddy.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
All right, okay. All right, thank you. All right, so tell me, your name again is?
Quincy Jones, Osborne Neighborhood Alliance Executive Director. So we are a community-based organization here in the Osborne community.
Okay.
We've been here for about 6 years, and our role is to really advocate for residents, help bring resources around Black removal. We work in the educational system here at Osborne High School. We have a parent mentor program that is here. But our ultimate goal is really be that knowledge broker and help bring resources into the community and show that we're organized to receive the resources to help out the residents in the community. As you know, here in Osborne, 8 years ago, you know, before the mortgage crisis, this had the highest percentage of homeowners in the city of Detroit. And as you know, when the mortgage crisis happened, it really spread like cancer. People took advantage of the system. Some lost their homes because of just financial mismanagement,
right?
And so throughout the years, that blight has really just spread. And so our focus has become looking more at the physical space, because we don't want to do all of this great work and the neighborhood is unsafe.
Okay.
And so one of the things that we have launched is the Live in Osborne piece, where we're trying to attract investors to come in and invest in the neighborhood.
Okay.
And so partnering with Life Remodel that looks at not only at the physical space, but also look at the inside person, the mental, physical and mental space of an individual.
Okay.
So partnering with them has been awesome, because now we can go to scale and ensure that the homes are being boarded up, that the grass is being cut during this whole 7 day to 6 day the 6 day work day. So we're very happy to partner with them to ensure that our neighborhood is safe. Because
keep on going, you're doing good.
Like I said, this blight problem is not one individual issue, one organization issue. So the more people that partner, we can really make our neighborhood safe.
All right, now backtrack is how you and Life Remodel gotten connected with each other.
So Life Remodel did our sister neighborhood, Cody Rouge.
All right.
And so we work very closely with Life Remodel.
Okay.
And so we talked with them over at Cody Rouge, and then they decided to come over to Osborne.
Okay.
And the Skillman Foundation is a foundation, a local foundation here in the city of Detroit, that works on behalf of vulnerable children in the community. So they work with Life Remodel to come over to Cody Rouge and Osborne.
Okay.
So that's how they came over.
So what's going on today? What's going on right now?
So a lot of things is happening in these past 7 days, 6 days. We have been doing massive board up, massive cleanups in the neighborhood, and then renovating the school. So we have the cafeteria has been expanded. The library is being upgraded to be this up-to-date multimedia library. The gym has been renovated. Some of the classrooms have been renovated. And so just really physically seeing positive change. And we know that something that seems physically renovated, I think an individual can really feel good about themselves.
Okay. So you're working with the Detroit Public School System, or how did you narrow down to just Osborne, and then what the next school, how does all that come about?
As far as Life Remodel, as far as our organization, our organization, we only work in the Osborne community.
Okay.
So our boundary is just here in the Osborne community. And so Osborne is one of our schools that we support.
Okay.
Through the parent mentor program. Now, Life Remodel model is renovating the schools and then going out to the neighborhood.
Okay.
Their ground zero is here.
Okay.
Renovating. So their focus is the schools.
All right. And so you joined in with Life Remodel because it's helping your community.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
So we're open to all partners that come to the neighborhood. If you're about helping us make the neighborhood better, we'll partner.
Okay. So how many of your group are part of this particular effort?
Mm-hmm. So what we did over the past 4 months is go out every week, every Saturday, to ask volunteers to come out. So we were able to almost galvanize about 1,000 volunteers on paper. So
okay.
More volunteers have come. We haven't, this week haven't been keeping, I don't know the most updated number.
Okay.
But prior to us starting, we had 1,000 volunteers within the Osborne community registered.
Okay. And the volunteers volunteer to do exactly what?
Various things.
Okay.
Clean up, board ups, work in the school, so various duties.
Okay, all right. And so after this week, then what would be the next project for your particular organization?
So we're going to be still focusing on the Live in Osborne piece. We're trying to, the city is helping us work together to renovate a few apartment buildings.
Okay.
Within the Osborne community.
All right.
And then also maintaining this as well, too.
Okay.
So making sure that this doesn't get back severe what it used to look
like.
So
okay.
So we'll be strategizing, talking about that, how to manage that and how to maintain that. But we're going to continue to work with the city to help renovate a few apartment buildings.
Oh, all right.
Osborne.
Okay. Now,
today was the first strategy meeting. And what we did today was look at spatial data that was taken from different GIS programs and just applying it to the actual Osborne area. So that spatial data observed what houses need to be boarded up, what lots needed to be cleaned up, what structures we could possibly paint on for murals, where do we need to go to place materials. So just kind of deciding the logistics of Project Week, basically, is what today's meeting is to accomplish. The next step is now taking that data, compiling it in a very organized way, and using that data to distribute to all of our volunteers. So that on Project Week, when you come to your registration table, you will get assigned to a specific location, you'll be given a specific duty, and you will perform a specific task to reach a specific outcome that we decided here today in this meeting.
And we started off just building houses in Metro Detroit, right? But then we realized, why build one house in Metro Detroit? You know, that's not a huge impact.
Okay.
So about two or three years ago, we decided that we would come to Detroit, and instead of doing houses, we would do schools.
Okay.
So last year was our first school, Cody High School on the west side. And this year it's here at Osborne.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in addition to the school, we choose 21 students from the school that we're at, mm-hmm. and we remodel their homes.
Uh-huh.
And in addition, we do blight removal and cleanup throughout the community.
Okay.
Now, the Osborne community was slated about 4.5 square miles, right?
Okay.
So we decided to do, well, within that 4.5 square miles, it's about 425 blocks.
Okay.
We decided to promise to clean up at least 300 of those blocks.
Okay.
And that's what we're here doing. We collect volunteers from all over the world. We collect companies, major corporations to get involved.
Now, when you say we, are you talking about Life Remodel or your...
We, life? When I say we, I don't just mean Life Remodel. I mean, Life Remodel is a collaboration of lots of organizations. It's Life Remodel, Black Family Development, Osborne Neighborhood Alliance, Osborne High School, Detroit Public Schools, the City of Detroit, Detroit Churches. You know, it's a collaboration. corporation. It's not just one corporation.
Okay.
And we all come together to impact the community.
Okay. All right. And so the 21 students, what, how are they selected and how?
Well, we just put out a big announcement. We got 21 students or 21 houses that we want to remodel. There is a criteria, of course. It's a grant from Fifth Third Bank.
Okay.
So the requirement is that the operator of the house has to be the homeowner.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be up to date with your taxes.
Okay.
And those really are, and you have to have a student that goes to the school.
Okay.
And those three are really the only requirements.
Okay.
And what we did, because of funding, of course, we can't remodel a whole house. But what we did is told them, you have $7,500, and you can put that towards whatever you think is best.
Okay.
If there's additional monies needed, then the corporations who are volunteering step in to do the remaining work.
Okay.
After that.
Okay.
So, and the students were picked from the principals here.
Mm-hmm.
There was three principals. Each principal picked, I believe, five students.
Okay.
And that's how it all came together.
Okay. And the students are working on the project as well?
Oh, yes. So right here in Osborne, I would say at least 75% of the students that go here are working here on the project. About 25% of the students were actually trained to work on the project by the contractors,
okay.
By the event planners, by the photographers, videographers that you see in the various different areas of work.
Mm-hmm.
They pick students to come and kind of shadow them.
Okay.
So actually, you see this wall?
Yes.
This was painted by students. This started about 3 weeks before the project.
All right.
This wall here, these were made from the old gym floor. So, you know, we totally redid the gym.
Okay.
So students actually lifted this wood up off the floor, drilled it, shaped it, including these beams here that you see.
Right.
And all the decor. All of this used to be the old gym floor. But the kids actually worked throughout the school year before the project even started.
At the end of the day, what's your feeling about this project this year?
Tired, man. I'm just really happy that this project was able to come to Osborne, because Osborne is a community that I'm really interested in moving to.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful neighborhood, lots of great people, lots of great amenities.
Mm-hmm.
And for someone to bring all of these resources, to connect all of these people that are already here, to be able to do something as impactful as this, it really reinforces the fact that I picked the right place to move to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright, again, give me your name.
Ms. Christopher Kirksey Brook.
Who are representatives?
I represent Osborne Neighborhood Alliance.
Okay.
Life Remodel, Black Family, all the organizations. It's an Osborne thing.
Alright.
You know?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Kids been our future. So everybody that believes in kids and stuff like that, that's my motivation. And coming here was to see these guys, you know, just let them know my story and try to motivate them to continue to focus on their dreams. I'm not working, somebody else working. I say I got to keep doing it. I got to eat.
I just believe in themselves, man. And like I said, make good decisions. You know, that's the biggest thing. And then everything else, take care of yourself. If you work hard, believe in yourself, and don't make excuses too. Like that's my biggest pet peeve for anybody.
Life Remodel, it's about someone that's trying to protect the dream of a whole community. It's a whole team that's trying to help them protect their dreams in the community and keep the community together and make it way better than it was before.
And what it is I'm with the Impact radio station with WHFR. That's the Henry Ford College public radio station.
Okay.
And I've been like following this, but what I do is my program is about community, nonprofit community adventures within the metro area. So I met Don about a couple of months ago, and so I've been kind of like following this particular project. So what's your investment, and give me your name, title, and then what you are.
Okay, my name's Dave Wood.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with Turnkey Enterprises, and I've actually been working at the school the last 2 months.
Okay.
I'm training I've got a couple of apprentices, and I'm training
mm-hmm.
in basically all the aspects of the building trade. And we spent quite a bit of time in the gymnasium, tearing that apart. We took the bleachers apart. We took the flooring out, which was quite a task, you know. And we actually repurposed a lot of the wood that we took out of the gymnasium, okay, in the cafeteria, the front office, and other areas of the school.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, I've been involved with Life Remodel from the start.
Okay.
I was one of the general contractors on the first build in Westland.
All right.
And I've been involved every year since.
All right.
You know,
okay,
to some extent, but.
How did you come get involved with Life Remodel initially?
Well, Dominic Morelli, who you just left. I shared a vision with Dom.
Okay.
That I'd like to build a house.
Okay.
Right, in 1 week, just like Extreme Makeover,
mm-hmm,
home edition,
yes,
you see on the TV.
Okay. Okay.
Right. I said I'd love to be able to do a project like that.
All right.
The very next week, Dom met Chris Lambert at a Vision 360,
all right,
meeting.
Okay.
And Chris shared his vision with Dom that he would like to build a house in a week, but he didn't know how to go about it.
I have faith in divine order,
yeah,
but go ahead.
So Dominic said to Chris, well, I may know some guys that may be able to help you there.
All right.
And basically that's how we kicked it off,
okay,
for the first build in Westland.
So what has it been like for you to be a part of this kind of endeavor?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's just wonderful. We got quite a bit of not bad publicity, but people that didn't even want us in the area when we first started,
right,
in Westland.
Right,
people,
right,
were telling us to get out, and
right,
and for one example was the neighbour,
mm-hmm,
next to the house we were building in Westland,
mm-hmm,
and he was a biker,
mm-hmm,
tattoos,
mm-hmm,
truck driver, was his real job.
Okay.
And he put barricades in front of his house. He didn't want anybody to park there.
Okay.
And he said, "You keep me awake because we're planning on working 24 hours." He said, "I'll shut you down."
Mm-hmm.
Well, by the middle of the week, he was offering me beer.
Okay.
And to cut a long story short, after the build, they were so impressed with what we did. A young family moved into there,
mm-hmm,
a single mom with four girls.
Mm-hmm.
And that neighbour, who was against us initially, I believe still cuts their grass for him when he cuts theirs. So,
all right, okay.
Yeah,
so what has it been like with this particular project?
This project here, it's been a lot of hard work.
Okay.
But we're doing it for the kids.
All right.
You know, and I've been working here, like I say, the last couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've seen the kids when school was still in.
Right.
You know, and we didn't get any negativity from the kids, but what I did see was, like, the kids when we were working in the gym, they were going to get a new gymnasium. Some of the seniors that were graduating this year, they were sort of, upset to a certain extent the fact that they wouldn't be able to,
okay,
you know, and some of them planned on coming back to see how it all turned out.
So
we saw that. We saw a little bit of hope in those kids, you know, the football, the basketball players,
mm-hmm,
and that's all I'm doing it for. Just to help the kids down here, and you know, I'm not looking for any recognition or anything like that, because.
Now, are you just working there? Are people from your business coming working with you, or how are the?
Well, my business, I'm in business with Mike Mentz,
mm-hmm,
and he's my son-in-law.
Okay,
and. I got him involved initially.
Okay.
So I just come down, and then we just get helpers from our church group, our Faith Works group. We get a bunch of guys come down.
Okay.
We get people like Tom.
Okay.
Who's his first time down here.
All right.
You know, and he's been working in the kitchen this week.
Okay.
And we just found out that he's a handyman. He's a carpenter, likes to do carpentry, and we could have used him all week as a carpenter. You know, so we've
best
got
it. Best secret,
we got,
huh?
So we got tabs on him for next year.
That's
the way we work. So we get people come down every day.
All right.
You know, and everybody's got different levels of skills.
Okay.
You know, but we more than welcome them, and we'll make use of them. We'll work them hard.
Okay.
And when they leave here, they will go home tired.
All right. Now, the question came to mind. So you just found out about his skills and stuff. If on my radio someone said, well, you know, that's the kind of work I would do, and maybe I need to contact that person, or should the information go through Don, and then they will get in touch with you?
What they should do is go through Life Remodeled, through their website, because there's I believe there's like a sign up sheet, you know, and if they just notify us of what their skill level is and what they want to do, or what they'd like to do.
All right.
And give contact information.
All
we will contact them.
Okay, now, next question. So if someone in your position, okay, someone who has a certain kind of your level, you know, I have a business and stuff, what has it been like for you to, what would you say to someone like that? If you understand my question. If someone on the radio was listening and they are a construction business or whatever, that type of thing, what would be your message to them?
Well, what we would say to them, we would explain to them what we're about, what we're doing here, and invite them to come on board.
Okay.
And, you know, by doing that, we find a lot of people donate, if not materials, their labour. Free of charge, which is why we can do this to the extent that we do it.
All right. Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
The Community Relations Department of the DIA is one that's interested in addressing issues of access, inclusion, and engagement. And what we're really trying to do is engage residents in Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb counties. We partner with organizations like the Osborne Neighborhood Alliance that have a connection in the community. They have a strong voice in the community. They also know what community members would want, what resources they need, and the things that they're interested in. So this summer in Osborne, we're going to have four pieces that are part of our collection of African American art in the museum. I think that it's important for residents in this neighborhood to see positive images of African Americans, to show them that African Americans have been part of the art world forever. They've maybe have been invisible or obscured by racism, by classism, but they've always been participating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
So you live in Osborne?
We don't stay in Osborne area because they refuse us because we stay across Gratiot.
Okay.
But they told me I was in Osborne. We're in Denby.
All right, okay. All right, same thing. That still works. Yeah. So you are doing volunteer work here?
Yes.
Okay, what are how did you get...
From the Matrix Center on 6 Mile.
All right. Matrix and Center, so they are advertised. They're one of supporters or what?
Yeah, they are a big supporter of Osborne area.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. And are you a part of a group or are you individually signed up?
Well, we individually sign up through the Matrix.
Okay. All right. How has it been for you since you've been a part of this?
Fantastic. Yes.
Can you describe fantastic for me?
Well, it's, like they said, it's clearing the area so no one can hide. Better for the school kids because school getting ready to start.
Mm-hmm.
So it won't be so dangerous for them to walk with their parents.
Okay. Have you been, is this your only day or have you been here all the other
This
day?
Is my first time. I thought it was for the whole month, but it's only a 6 day.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Do you think it's been a positive impact? Well, I guess you said that. What are the things you say, you know, is good for the kids? What about the community in general?
It's yes.
Very good for the community in general. As far as, you know, the area's being cleaned out. You got a lot of space, need more space activities for the children, you know. And but
it's family.
And family. You know.
The parks that they have.
And it make it like parks in the neighborhood where you won't have to go far, but you can enjoy your within your neighborhood.
You see yourself being a part of this next year?
Yes.
Why?
Yes.
Definitely.
Why?
Yes. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because they cleaning up Detroit.
Okay.
And I'm a fan for that.
Okay. All right.
And I'm a fan for volunteering to help because that's how you find out more information about other events or things
programs.
That's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Programs that are, you know, available to you because most of the time when I find out a program, they don't advertise it as much, so it's by word of mouth. So wherever I find, I just take it to church on flyers and stuff and pass them out. You know, and but I just like helping because you got a lot of seniors that can't get out and that need help. You know, like we used to go around to the houses and clean up their house. You know, cut the trees and stuff. Because I'm a senior now. But,
hey, we
you know,
all
so we all have to pass it along. We have to help one another. You
okay,
know.
Okay. If so, someone who's listening, what would you say to them about this project?
Help next year.
Okay.
Find out and come.
Okay.
Right.
Why?
Are we going to give you these then? Because it's helped keeping your community together. It's helped keeping us all as a whole.
All right.
You know, as a group.
All right. Thank you very much, ladies.
How are you doing?
I mean, I've known Detroit so well. I mean, being from Traverse City, you know, Detroit was always kind of like, hey, that's where the sports teams are at. Going to the World Series in 84, seeing the Tigers play. I mean, it was just amazing. And then even going to college fairly close to here, you know, still spending time in Detroit. But then just seeing sort of what had happened, you know, to Detroit. The auto industry goes down, people are losing jobs, there's no care for Detroit anymore. The nation's almost laughing at Detroit. And it's almost, you know, it's sad in a way. When you see, like, a place like you grew up as a kid, you're just like, what happened to Detroit? How did that happen before all of our eyes, you know? And it happened to anybody who has any tie to Detroit, or especially people who live in Detroit, you know, really saw the sort of just that loop of what went down, and it wasn't cool. But now we're seeing stuff like this behind me, which is amazing, because there's this whole revitalization that Detroit is cool. Detroit is hip. You know, there's still a long way to go for Detroit, but there's some radical stuff that's happening right now. And if you're in the rest of the country, which I just came from New York, and when everybody, as a New Yorker, tell people I come to Detroit, and they're like, what? You're going to Detroit? What are you doing there? You know, and so that, when it perks people's ears up, you know that's a good thing. They're not talking about Houston that way. They're not talking about Cleveland that way. They're talking about Detroit, that there's stuff happening, and that is so amazing to hear.
My name is Miss Charlotte Long, and I'm part of the Third New Hope Baptist Church with the dynamic Pastor E.L. Branch. Okay. What we do here, we go out to the neighborhoods, to the blocks, and we clean up the abandoned and vacant houses.
Okay.
We cut down the bushes, we mow the grass,
okay,
and so we board them up.
So today, what have you been doing?
Oh, what have I been doing?
Yeah.
Well, today I was out in the field doing that, and then I came in here to help serve in the kitchen.
Okay.
They needed some help in the kitchen, so Minister Joy Challenger asked me would I come and help out in the kitchen.
What has it been like for you to be a part of this project?
It is phenomenal. I love it to death.
Describe
I was a part phenomenal. Yesterday.
Describe phenomenal. What do you mean?
I love helping out, helping better Detroit. I love rebuilding Detroit up, and if there's anything that I can do to be a part of that, as far as the life remodeling program or any program that's going to help for our neighborhoods and our children safe walking to school or what have you, I'll be more than happy to.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, so give me your name again.
My name is Tracy McHale.
Okay.
And I'm actually a guest at the church.
Okay.
But I've been going for a while, so I'm thinking about making it my home church.
Okay.
So this is my first volunteer.
Okay. What made you volunteer?
I'm ready to give back.
Okay.
I want to give back. I want to, you know, it's been given to me. I want to give back. I bless me, and I'm ready to give the blessings back.
Okay. You know, so what have you been doing since you've been down here today?
Painting. We've been painting in the classrooms, and it was good.
Okay.
It was good.
Why was it good?
It was good because it felt good doing it.
Okay.
You know, when the kids come back to school, they're going to have something beautiful to come back to.
Okay.
You know, so okay. It's
and once you've been interacting with the people, the other volunteers and stuff.
Everybody is so nice. I've gotten a lot of hugs and a lot of highs, and it's been great.
Okay.
It's been great. So I will be back next year.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Lydia McCullough.
Okay.
From Evangel Ministries.
Okay. And what have you been doing today?
We've been painting.
Okay.
Scraping, painting, washing down, painting.
And what has impressed you about being a part of this project?
What has impressed me about this project is that you're able to give back and give the kids a positive view of when they return to school.
Okay.
We did Cody last year, and it was awesome.
Okay.
And this year, same thing.
Just, all right. I keep hearing that word awesome. Describe awesome.
Awesome is that people are taking out their time to give back to a community there that don't live.
Okay.
So to see that in the collaboration and all the efforts put together in order to bring joy,
okay,
restore hope,
okay,
to children of our society today is truly a blessing and awesome.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I partner with Life Remodel, but
Never really came down on site till this year, but we did. It was pretty awesome. Last year, 2014, was the first year we started at our church a 5K for a cause.
Yeah.
We need to go that way just a little bit.
Yeah.
I give you enough room to get. We did a 5K for a cause last year and took a trip to West Virginia, and then this year our 5K for a cause was life remodeled.
Oh, cool.
So all the money we raised, and then Chris
That's great.
And I've been following this for the last 2 or 3 months, and I'm interviewing different people on this particular project. So, what's your involvement with this project?
I just came down here to volunteer today.
Okay, and
that's it. I came last year.
Okay.
I came with my work office.
Okay.
To Cody.
Okay.
And so we did Cody, and we had we were just as an office looking for a volunteer, some way to be involved in the community, and we heard about Life Remodeled. They were redoing Cody High School and all the areas, so we went down there.
Okay.
And then this year, my office is not doing it this year, but then we heard that it's going on, so we just came down here because it was such a positive experience. It's a great way to
get. When you say we, the office or
no,
we?
No, me, my husband, and my son.
Okay.
Me, I should say. Yeah.
Okay.
My husband.
All right,
and my son.
So it's like after being exposed last year.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. It makes you feel good, and you meet lots of great, wonderful people as well.
Okay.
And plus, you give back to the community.
Yes.
So.
Okay.
Wilson with American Marketing Association, and today we came to help volunteer clean up Osborne High School.
This is Matt Crawford. I belong to University of Michigan Dearborn. I'm here with the American Marketing Association, and we are just helping out the School of Detroit, and we've been carrying a lot of bags out and throwing them into dumpsters and trying to clear the school up. I found out about it through actually our president of American Marketing Association.
Okay, and why did you sign up?
I signed up because I think at some point in our lives that, you know, we should pay it forward and we should give it back.
My name is Andrew Kabinski. I am a marketing student at the University of Michigan Dearborn. I am here volunteering today with Life Remodeled because of the American Marketing Association. I am 22 years old, and we were just throwing a bunch of stuff away today, moving things, helping out however we can.
Okay, what's it been like for you?
It's been real fun.
Why?
Because it's just fun to help out.
Hi, my name is Adrian Andrade. I'm a student at the University of Michigan Dearborn. I'm here with the organization American Marketing Association.
So far, I've demoed out all these offices here, and I demoed out the walls in the cafeteria to make the cafeteria larger for the kids. First thing we did, we started ripping out walls, and we started coming this way. You can see with all where everything was at, and all the wires hanging, that's where all the old offices and partitions were. Oh, it's going to be completely different than what it is. All new flooring, all new walls, everything's going to be repainted, the ceiling repainted, so it's going to be fresh in here when it's done. Fresh, nice, clean, updated to help out the students and everything. I mean, the students are happy that we're here. Even though we're on the demo stages, they're just here, happy that we're here working on the building to make things better for them.
Your name is?
Paula Dockery.
Okay, and you're
a member of Christ Community Church of Roseville.
Okay, now, so your assignment today is what?
I am your cleaning girl.
Okay.
I do not paint.
Okay. Okay, so how did you get to be the cleaning girl?
I said, I don't want to paint.
Mm-hmm.
Can I clean?
Okay.
So I've cleaned one classroom and a part of that. And my newest cleaning project is going to be cleaning the stairwells.
Okay, all right. What's been your impression about being on the project?
It's encouraged me, but it's made me sad.
Okay, tell me about that.
It's encouraged me that this many people would come out and volunteer, and not all of us are under 21, okay? The part that made me sad is the number of students per classroom.
Oh, okay.
You know, that you just... I just knew all the chairs didn't come out of one classroom, and they set up to 42 students.
Okay, all right. So your contribution to that part that made you sad, how do you feel about your contribution?
Oh, I know that room 219, the teacher is going to appreciate it.
Okay.
I know that.
All right, so that when those 40 students come back,
right,
they will what?
I think the students are going to appreciate that somebody cared enough to pour into their school like
okay.
this, too.
Okay, and isn't that what this is about?
Yes, it is.
Okay, all right. Okay, okay. All right, now, so, keep on moving. Well, I follow you. All right. So, you've been cleaning that room. You've seen, you're making, what this project, the impact this project made.
That is coming again next year or something similar, and it would be great to be a part of it.
Why?
Because your little bit contributes to something much bigger than you are.
Okay. Elaborate on how do you think this particular day, project, this 7 weeks is going on, what kind of impact you think is going to have in the community? Because, or what? Why would you say, what when people that go to school come back to the, what do you think their impression would be?
Well, I had the pleasure of running into a young lady who is a student here,
mm-hmm.
and she said, yeah, it's really good to know that people care about us.
Okay.
So that's sending a real good message that we care enough to make your school environment, your learning environment better.
Okay, all right, okay. Well, what's the name of the
Christ Community Church of Roseville?
Not one of my better minds. Okay. So, could you like share who you are and your involvement with the project?
My name is Sandy Miller Parsons. I've been involved with this particular group since the inception in 2011.
Okay.
And I started out in the food. and was pulled off because last year I was one of the co-leads on the home ec room at Cody High School.
Okay.
So,
what has it been like for you on this project?
I have enjoyed it thoroughly. I use a week's vacation every year to come and abuse myself by putting in so many hours I can't even sleep.
Okay. And what have you been doing on this project?
For the first part of the week, I was in the kitchen doing all of the, you know, prepping the food and getting all of that ready. Right now, we're working in room 119 in the science room doing painting and trying to get that room finished up.
Okay. All right. You, sir.
My name is Ronald Tolfrey. I'm the missions director at Christ Community Church in Roseville. And this year we brought all of our mission team members down for the day. It's our first year here. We're all going to Pakistan, Israel, Palestine, and out to Voice of the Martyrs. So we all came down here as a team to work for the day.
Okay. What have you been doing today?
Today we've been painting. We're all expert painters as of today. So we're all painting. And we're waiting for paint to dry right now.
Okay. All right. Sure.
My name is John Tebbe. I'm also with Christ Community Church.
Okay.
Down here painting today along with Ron and the other people in our team. There's like 12 of us down here. It's a blessing that we can do this.
What has been, can you describe your experience from being involved in this project? What has it been like for you to be involved in this project?
Well, I'm working right in Osborne High School, and I grew up in Northwest Detroit, and it just brings back a lot of memories, the school, and thinking about how many generations have come through this school, thinking about how many things have changed since the school was first built, you know, socially, how many things have changed, and I don't know, it's just kind of fun being here.
Okay. You say changes. What kind of changes are you thinking about?
Well, I'm just talking about the world's changed, but, you know, I mean, it's not the same world it was in 1960, certainly, and there's so many things that have changed. But well, I'm not saying it's all bad, but I... It's,
so your impact, you feel like you're making an impact?
Oh, yeah.
Also?
Because I feel like I'm putting something back into building up an institution. And if we can't contribute to the community, we're a part of the community, and we're expected, you know, we're supposed to get involved in the community, and everybody just turns and walks away, you get neglect.
Okay, all right. Thank you. And your name again, full name, and who you're with.
My name is Stacey Zitlaw, and I'm with Evangel Ministries in Detroit,
okay.
off Stansbury between Grand River and Schaefer.
Okay, and...
Pastor Chris Brooks is our senior pastor.
Okay, and what has been your involvement with this project?
I am actually a bus driver.
Okay.
I'm shuttling people from the work site to the lunch hall.
Okay.
So I had a little bit extra time. I wanted to come take pictures because I love to take pictures, and I'm trying to find my evangel people. I'm not having any luck. But that's okay. I'm meeting everybody else in the process.
How did your group get involved with this?
I guess we've been with them ever since they started.
Okay.
So right. Every year we get connected with Chris.
All right. Okay. And during your involvement, what kinds of things have you seen going on during your involvement with this?
It's so awesome. Beautifying the city is like, I mean, the community is crazy awesome. I mean, we take debris, and the houses are full and full of debris, especially the ones that have been abandoned because nobody takes care of them. So we come in and we just totally remodel it. We just tear everything out, and it just like,
Okay, now you said you've been traveling at different projects of where. What kind of different places have you been taking people to in this particular event?
Actually, it's been down 7 Mile.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday, we are taking them down Tuppet,
mm-hmm.
and they were all down Tuppet.
Doing
that's,
what?
Doing beautifying the community.
Meaning what? We're beautifying. When you say beautifying, doing what?
We're mowing lawns, pulling weeds, chucking junk,
mm-hmm.
Trimming trees.
Okay.
Weed whacking. It took them forever to get the weed whacker started, but they got them, so that was pretty sweet.
Okay, all right, okay, well, thank you very much. Okay. Now, again, my name is Betty Daniels, and I'm with WHFR, the Henry Ford Public Radio Station, and this is a part of the Impact Radio that I do once every fourth Tuesday. So I knew about this a couple months back. Thank you, and so give me your name.
My name is Tom Pientowski.
Mm-hmm. And you are, what's your involvement with this particular project?
I was involved because of the church that I go to, Merge Community Church. Mm-hmm. We meet in Westland, Michigan. And Chris Lambert, who mm-hmm. is also part of Life Remodeled, one of the founding people,
right.
Was part of that, or is still part of that organization.
Okay.
And through that organization, I was interested because I like doing things like this.
Okay. All right. Now, I just heard through the grapevine that you were in the kitchen, but you have another talent.
I volunteered, and I was able to say, I will do it whatever you need me to do, and they needed help in the kitchen. I'm okay with that, but my skill set or my mindset is to work with my hands,
okay.
be it woodworking and carpentry, and I do a lot of remodeling myself, just as a handyman, if you may.
Mm-hmm.
I'm retired, and I have the time to do it. So
okay. What has been your experience since you've been here in this particular project?
Overwhelming.
Describe overwhelming for me.
To see so many people involved in a community that probably would not be where it is right now had not this organization come together and rallied the community to work. And it's a good feeling.
All right. Can you tell me about some of the people that you've interacted with on this particular project?
Well, of course, Dave Wood. I've
okay.
met him today. And a lot of fine people in the kitchen and the food preparation.
Okay.
It's amazing. I found it to be just absolutely amazing, the number of people that they feed
okay.
the workers, thousands of people throughout the week.
All right.
And that job alone is mind-boggling in my mind. It's overwhelming to be able to feed breakfast, lunch, and dinner to all the workers and
okay.
keep them going so they can do the work that they're doing.
All right. Okay. Could you share with me some little synopsis of certain things that you have experienced or that you experienced and that you would want to share?
Yes. I think what really, probably the first day that impressed me is the involvement of all the young people, not only in this community, but the surrounding communities,
okay.
That came out to work and their enthusiasm.
Okay.
And I find that just...
What age groups are we talking about when we say young people?
I would have to say probably late teens to
okay.
mid-20s. I
okay.
mean, the people from organizations, and again, people from the community,
okay.
Ladies, guys, kids, they just all together doing one.
Has that been a change in what you understood or your perception, or has it been?
I was told, which I had to see it to believe it.
Okay.
So I was told that there was a number of people in the community was getting together, and we saw some of the infomercials on television and some of the presentations. But to actually come down here and see it in person, it's heartwarming.
Okay. Describe your first day.
My first day, I prepared food for probably 4 hours. We prepared a lunch. And the next thing I knew, I had been here 7 hours. It flew by.
Okay, all right, all right. Some of the conversations that you shared.
Just greeting people, I think, was probably, and probably feeling their enthusiasm. How are you doing today? And what really... kind of blew my mind is these people are thanking me for serving them food.
Okay.
And I, in turn, should be thanking them for donating their time to come out and do the work in the community.
Okay, that mutuality.
Is beautiful.
Okay, humanity touching humanity.
Yep, good way to put it.
When we invest in a neighborhood and a school, we look for two things: significant need and radical hope. And if you drive around the neighborhood, you will see this is the most blighted neighborhood in Detroit. That can change. That will change this summer. But we need your commitment to the roof. This job is about a $2.4 million job. But thanks to some great partners who are here with us today, we can do this entire roof for $900,000. And we've got $100,000 raised. And we want to roof this entire thing. And we can do it if we come together and believe in Detroit. We believe in Osborne. We believe in Osborne High School. These students, these staff, this neighborhood is worth it.
And we're looking forward to the changes that will be made. We know that there will be increase in our attendance, motivated by our students, and our students will love to come to school. We're excited. We stand together as a team, all principals, all schools, all teachers, all staff. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Impact every fourth Tuesday, 12 noon. Learn about people and organizations making a difference in your metro community. Get information on newly formed organizations seeking a change. Get updates from current organizations and people who are working to reach the need and concerns as well as serve. Join me every fourth Tuesday at 12 noon on Impact.
The Henry Ford Centennial Library will temporarily be closed to the public from Monday, May 20th through fall 2019 for a major renovation project. In order to serve residents during this closure, both the Bryant Branch Library and the Esper Branch Library will be extending their hours beginning June 1st, 2019. Please visit DearbornLibrary.org for renovation updates and more detailed information regarding specific library services.
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn. Listener-supported, non-commercial radio.